T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up, a fashion idea that is starting to make its way around the internet that I am...
That you're going to defend somehow.
I'm going to defend, but Jamie thinks it's awful.
I just think it's funny. That's all.
So yesterday, putzing around, this has been all over the internet, especially locally. There's a video out there of Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes and his new house. And what's great is you can see... Because, you know, when you're Mahomes and you're a millionaire, you go, you buy your new house or buy the golf course, whatever, and you immediately, everything changes, especially for his girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like, you're redoing everything inside that house. And one of the things they show is his new closet. And Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if you've seen the video or not, Jamie, but Patrick Mahomes shows off that he has 180 pairs of shoes. 180!
Okay, so we have a Twitter poll out that we'll tell you about in a sec, but I have questions for my friends, for those of you listening who may be in a couple situation, a different sex couple situation, a heterosexual couple situation. Why did I have a hard time coming to that word?
You're doing great
the
today.
The words are not coming
You're
easily to me today.
You're doing real well.
Sorry, boss. Who has more shoes, you or your significant other? And if you're going to text me in, if you're going to text me at 22980, tell me which sex you are and what they have. So the Twitter poll asks, how exactly is it worded? How many pairs do you have, not including flip-flops?
Flip-flops don't count. You know, nicer sandals. Jamie's wearing wedges. I had to tell her she was wearing wedges today. Those are all on the table.
All seasons, mm-hmm. including dress shoes.
Yep.
How many do you have?
The options are 10 or less, 11 to 20, 21 to 50, or more than 50. And you can vote on Twitter at KMBZ Radio.
The reason we were talking about this is because I am going to argue that I have more, I have a lot of guy friends, and a lot of my guy friends have more shoes than the female friends that I have. Like the couple friends that I have, he has more shoes than she does. I think the idea that women are so into shoes so much more than men is a myth. And I think men are way, way, way more into shoes than we realize. And so I texted a couple of my friends this morning. And I have a lot of guy friends that are like 30 to 40-ish and professional. And, you know, and have to dress decently for work every day. And I texted a couple. And one of my best friends texted back and said he has 25 pairs.
Wow.
And he dresses up for work every day.
Okay.
And he's kind of a good dresser. And so he probably also pays attention when he's out. And I said, how many pairs does your wife have? And he said, maybe 20. He said she keeps hers for longer. So, but he has more than she does, he thought.
My wife has more than I do. Lee has more shoes than I do.
Currently, what if you counted flip-flops, though?
I probably would surpass her.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, you people have a lot of shoes. 22980.
How many do you own non-flip-flops on Twitter? Well over 100 votes. Any guess what's leading the way?
I'm going to guess 11 to 20 is leading the way.
10 or less.
Really?
72% of our listening audience that has voted on Twitter owns 10 or less, 10 or fewer pairs of shoes. I got 3 pair of dress shoes. I got a pair of boots I wear if it's a nice outdoors cold weather thing.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of pairs of Vans that I rock. I'm in that 11 to 20 range.
I had a hard time coming up with 10.
Okay.
At home. I am not a shoe person.
No, you're not.
This is not. I don't like shoes and jeans, man. Those are the two things that let me go do those things alone, shop for those things alone, because it's horrible and I hate it. I have kind of wide feet and that makes shopping for shoes not fun. Part of traveling a lot, though, has made me really reduce my shoe collection, because when I travel, those just take up a lot of room in a suitcase. So all the pairs of shoes I have are kind of multi-purpose. I mean, I have a couple of pairs of like nice shoes and heels and things like that. But generally speaking, my shoes are all really good for walking because I don't want to have to take multiple pairs with me. So I have nine. I had a hard time coming with 10. It might be 8 or 9. And that's all season. I have a really good pair of boots that go with the motor. I probably have, I don't even think I own a pair of brown boots. You saw, I have a pair of really high
boots that go up
to my knees. I wear them all winter long. I've had them forever. They fit great. I don't even wear really flip-flops, so I wouldn't have to even throw that into the mix. Yeah, I think 9 or 10.
I just can't imagine what you'd do with 180 pairs of shoes.
And
You would need that.
You would need that house to put them all.
Yeah. You know, you need that closet. And they're all on display, and they're on these shelves, and the shelves are all lit up like it.
When do you wear them?
It's not like you and I with our shoes. Like, I don't know about you, Jamie, but for space reasons, I have one of the things you hang over your door.
That's what I have.
And that's where I put my shoes.
Yeah.
Because we don't have a ton of closet space, and most of it is taken up by my wife. This dude's got a whole shoe closet. Like that right there, man. I should have been a quarterback. So I could make millions.
Oh, my gosh. Here are some numbers coming in from the text line.
Yeah.
I have a woman texts me and says, I have 200 pairs.
Oh, my Lord.
My husband has 150.
Okay. I don't have room in my three-bedroom condo for 400 and some odd pairs, 500 pairs of shoes.
I need to know more about that. What is that? What? What?
Have you owned 100 pairs of shoes in your life, Jamie?
Probably. I mean, I'm 40. Yes, I've probably owned 100 pairs of shoes in my life. But I don't enjoy shoe shopping. That's not where my money goes. I hate it. I absolutely don't. No, I really don't enjoy it. 150 pairs of shoes for the guys?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money in shoes.
It is a lot of money. Is that Brady? Brady Goodman's a shoe head.
Is he really?
Yeah. Oh, Brady.
Did I know that? I think maybe I did know that.
Yeah. Brady orders the new pair of Jordans and hopes his wife doesn't find out.
That doesn't fit with everything else I know about him.
Yeah, Brady from the Point's a big shoe head.
But again, I know so many guys that have so many pairs of shoes. I have a lot of guys that are kind of, a lot of guy friends that are brand specific.
Okay.
That look for a certain, like Nikes or whatever, that buy them whenever they're on sale and just rack them up.
I'm going to bet Sam Stevie is a less than 10 pair of shoe kind of guy.
No, we've actually talked about this before on the Midday Show, and I have...
I wasn't listening.
We have a great memory.
Gosh. I think it's like 60 or something. I have a lot of shoes.
I do remember him saying that, yeah.
You have 60 pair of shoes?
It's been a long time since I've counted, but I used to have a running count.
Can you take a picture tonight?
Well, they're kind of all over, so they won't really fit.
I'm trying to organize your life for you.
One picture.
Ketzer?
Oh, I've got like 6.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
Keep your answers coming in. Vote on Twitter. Straight ahead, there is a fashion air quote trend. There is something that might gain popularity. I think it's a brilliant idea. Jamie thinks it's unnecessary.
We'll tell you later the conversation that Wicket and I had in which I was trying to come up with. There's sort of a female equivalent of this kind of. You came up with a name for it before I did.
Yeah.
I couldn't even.
I'll just tell you, if I get one of these, my baby and I will have something in common.
If you get one of these and I know it, you and I have gotten too close. Too close. That crosses lines at that point.
This is the line crosser?
If I know you're wearing this.
Yeah.
Particularly if I can see it.
Okay.
If you demonstrate to me that you are wearing this.
Oh, now we're talking. Now
lines have been crossed.
Facebook Live.
And you never come back from that.
We'll tell you what it is next. So if you go to our Facebook page, you could expect there to be snarky comments on this one. But have you seen this? I can't even call it a trend, but I have had several people bring to my attention what is described as a men's one-piece short sleeve turn down collar press button romper shirt bodysuit.
Can I ask, how did this come to your attention? Because this isn't a news story. This is just a link to a site where you can buy this.
You ever heard of Wish.com?
No.
Wish.com probably pops up on your Facebook page. The stuff you buy is very, very cheap.
Yeah, this is cheap.
Sometimes you buy it, and it comes from China. So if you have to buy a men's shirt, I recommend buying a 5XL or a 3XL because oftentimes things that are sized overseas are for people who are smaller than Americans.
Mm-hmm.
We bought some stuff for Britain on this site. Lee makes fun of me because I spend too much time on Wish.com, but there's a lot of decent stuff there that's pretty cheap. There's also some garbage there. This particular item has been brought to my attention multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
And on the top, it looks like a polo. You know, a couple of buttons, collar, short sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom snaps like your baby's onesie.
This is your baby's onesie with the top of a guy's polo shirt.
Mm-hmm.
With the three buttons and for easy
now,
access, I guess.
Before anybody shoots this down.
I'll hear you out.
All right. Two things. Because there are stupid people on Facebook that think that you just wear this and walk around.
Well, no, that's not the idea.
You don't just wear this as your top and bottom, all right?
You wear this with pants.
Exactly. And here's why this is a great idea. Because, again, it buttons three buttons across your junk.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why this is a great idea. Because, Sam, I see you in there shaking your head.
There's no way Sam's ever getting one of these.
No, but Sam would benefit from this. And here's why. Let me demonstrate real quick.
No, you don't need to demonstrate anything.
Let me just demonstrate. What happens when I do this with my hands that go straight up?
Well,
hold on. What happens? Just describe it.
I see belly.
Belly button.
I see
now,
belly.
Now, I am a tall guy, but I'm not a thick man. When I go buy an extra large shirt, it looks like I'm wearing a blanket. All right? When I buy a medium that actually is for the thickness of my body or a large, that happens. It's especially annoying on the golf course when you tuck your shirt in your shorts or your pants or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you swing every time, your shirt pops up and you have to do it again. I think this is brilliant.
Sam?
I completely disagree. I have this happen to me all the time, as you mentioned.
You two are built very much the same. Mm-hmm. For those who have never seen Sam and Wicket, they're both... Sam, you might be a little bit taller.
You're taller.
Yeah,
you're
taller, yeah.
But you're both tall and lanky.
And I would much rather take my shirt coming untucked than the alternative option, which with the snaps around your crotchal region, get a little less space down there when you reach up.
That's what I was going to ask. When you raise your arms with this, is that not going to get tight down below? Because that material has to come from somewhere. As you are stretching that out to cover the belly that was uncovered before, that's going to be more snug.
I wouldn't order this to be snug as soon as I get it on.
But in order for it to fit
when
your arms are down...
Mm-hmm.
That means it's somewhere this is not going to fit right. When your arms are up, it's going to be more snug, or it's going to be too loose when your arms are down.
I mean, if I'm wearing boxers and everything's blowing in the wind, I hear what you're saying. But the underwear I wear keeps things kind of in place. This would just go over my underwear that's already keeping things in place. I mean, are you a boxers guy, Sam? A briefs guy? What do you?
I am a briefs guy.
Yeah, you're a tidy-whitey kind of guy?
No, like the long legs.
Oh, the boxer briefs.
Yeah.
This is just another layer over that is all
no,
this is.
Not acceptable.
This is brilliant.
Sam.
This Big is no. great.
I would much rather have my shirt come untucked all day long than this.
Let me ask a question of you tall men.
And this is on our Facebook page if you want to see it.
Do they make, there's a company, they have a store on the plaza called Untuck It or Untucked,
mm-hmm.
where it's shirts that are designed to wear untucked that aren't super, super long. They're just a different length, so they're designed to wear untucked. Do they make shirts for you guys who are taller that are longer so that way you can tuck them in?
Yeah. Well, you can order dress shirts to be longer in the body anyway.
Yes.
Okay.
It's just part of your measurement.
Mm-hmm.
Could you not wear an undershirt maybe? Like wear your outer shirt and then wear an undershirt that would stay tucked in so you could leave this one untucked?
But if you're out somewhere and you have to look nice, you want the shirt to stay tucked in. If I raise my arms on the golf course, I don't want to keep tucking the shirt back in.
Again, I would much rather have my shirt come untucked all the time.
This is
just buy
great
longer shirts.
This is fantastic.
So from
I'm buying one of these.
An outsider's perspective, and I use that word intentionally, I would have no idea that you're wearing
correct.
One of these.
Because, again, it's tucked under and snapped in the junk.
All I'm going to notice is that it's like when a baby wears pants over their onesie.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't know that they're wearing the onesie.
Exactly.
And most people shouldn't be paying that, except that you are going to know a little bit because you're going to see, how can I put this? the pull a little bit at your waistband on whatever your pants are, you're going to say, wow, like that's really tucked in there. How long is your shirt that's really, really in there?
But I don't think most people, the only person who knows how deeply your shirt is tucked in is the person wearing it. Like, you know how you have that shirt probably that's just barely can stay tucked in and you don't raise your arms as very, very much, or you go to a party and you know that you're not going to be wild at that party. You get that one shirt that just barely gets tucked in. This one, nobody's going to know but me.
Again, how is this not going to be really uncomfortable in the special place?
Yeah, especially, and when you raise your arms, your voice will get all high. Like,
ah. It will. All right.
Like, I think this is going to get very tight there.
Cats?
Of course, I guess you could just unbutton it, couldn't you?
You could.
You could just free it?
Yeah, you could if anything happens.
I could understand this with dress shirts.
See?
I could understand it. No. But I think with a regular shirt
polo,
or even a polo,
mm-hmm,
no, you are essentially being a baby with wearing a onesie. So no,
what?
No, I'm totally
he's right. It is a onesie. It's a onesie.
It's
with a
essentially
polo shirt collar.
A grown man onesie.
Yeah.
I mean, on that same theory, you start wearing diapers so you don't have to go to the restroom.
Well, here's my other question about that. So they make, I don't even know what they're called. What'd you tell me for, what did we say for women these are called?
You said they're called bodysuits.
Bodysuits.
Did you have one?
No. Because again, I think I don't like, that's too restrictive. But for women, they don't have the three snaps there.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you need the three snaps?
I mean, I'd be fine if it was not a three snap situation. But that's, to put the shirt on over.
Yeah, I guess that would be a lot of work
have
to take
put,
that off.
Exactly.
Okay.
Especially if you got to go. Speaking of got to go.
For us, they just make us pull the whole thing down for the bodysuits.
Mm-hmm.
They don't give us the three snaps.
Yeah,
that would be great. They just make us take everything off.
We're built differently.
Or you're making the decisions. you're designing them.
Men
and
run
I am
the
making
fashion.
The decision yes. to not wear that shirt.
All right, fine. I will order one.
Okay, so we'll give you the next fashion trend also.
Oh, God, this
I'm
one's terrible.
Less in support of this, even than that.
No pun intended, but here's Sam in the newsroom.
So as long as we're talking men's fashion.
Of course.
Looking for a way to upgrade your summer wardrobe?
Yes.
The answer might not be neon brights or a romp hem. What is a romp
Remember the romp
hem?
Hems?
No.
The rompers, the men. Oh, yeah.
Is that what we just talked about?
The men. Oh, yeah. No. These were great.
Okay. My older brother has one of those.
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yes.
Remember these things?
Yes, the rompers for men.
Yeah,
yes.
Romp
the button-up rompers for men, yes.
I wanted one.
Instead, now they claim this has been a trend for women. I've never seen this ever. Clear plastic underwear.
Clear underwear.
Clear plastic underwear. People of the internet, allegedly, are greatly enjoying a product called the Berlin Transparent Waterproof Beach Short.
Okay.
Made by beachwear brand Maverick Swim. It is exactly, there's not a lot left to the imagination here. There is, it's just like gym shorts, basically, but they're short. They're really short.
Yeah, they're like
pretty high.
1980s short.
And they've got a little thing to tie at the top, and maybe they've got a color stripe around the outside, but otherwise clear as day.
They're kind of out. Now, from what I can see in the story here from the Mirror, is that guy, Jamie, is that guy wearing anything?
Which guy?
Is that guy wearing, he says,
so I think he's got a speed, does he have a speedo on under it, or did they just block this out.
Shadowy junk.
I think, why would you make underwear that you have to wear other underwear on below them?
I don't understand why people wear see-through
anything
under, garments. Like, I don't get that unless you're like, I want people to see my skin, but I'm cold.
Right.
But you're not doing that if you're wearing underwear
it's
or
raining.
A bathing suit.
Must be a European thing.
I don't know. They're only $27.
For what?
For the plastic, I guess.
The company is named Berlin, mm-hmm, so I assume they're made in Germany.
But you could get them here, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And so the story says, we would not recommend going commando in these.
Right.
Because they're clear and you can see all the way through them. So Maverick Swim recommends these for the beach. I don't know why, again, I don't even know.
In theory, you would wear the Speedo under it and then the clear over it, but why would you wear the clear over it? I'm not confident enough to walk around in a Speedo. You're welcome. All right? Jamie, you and everybody I've ever been to the pool with,
I mean,
you're welcome. I've known one guy, All right. He's my wedding coordinator, Will. You mm-hmm. met him. He is very confident in himself. And when I went to his wedding, when he and his boyfriend got married in Mexico, they were in Speedos. That was it. Those are the only people I know that'll wear them. And he rocked it at my wedding in Vegas at the pool. And I'm like, all right, everybody's cool with this? Okay, fine, cool. But why would you wear something over your Speedo? What's the point of this?
But let's be honest.
Yeah.
Most, speaking as a woman, I think that's not, I don't really want to see a Speedo on most people on the beach. Even if you're built, even if you've got it all going on.
Right.
I still think that's
like Ryan Reynolds.
Cover a little more.
Like who's a really built?
Yeah.
Like one of the Hemsworths?
Hugh Jackman.
Okay.
No.
Vin Diesel ripped in a Speedo?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's still revealing too much shape, and no one wants to see you in a Speedo. But this doesn't help that.
So you're anti-banana hammock?
Yes. Okay. I've never heard it called that before.
I feel like every day I bring a new term
know,
that
great.
You have never heard before.
And it just makes me laugh. It's awesome.
Yesterday was Lil Nas X.
Yes.
And the song Old Town Road. And today it's banana hammock.
Yes. So for $27, these can be yours.
And are they plasticky?
Yeah.
Is that what they...
So, oh, yeah, plastic. Clear plastic.
One comment I see here from one Twitter user.
Uh-huh.
That's a recipe for sweaty junk. Yeah, it is. You harness that bad boy in plastic. That's a recipe to have just a swampy mess going on down there.
I mean, other than if it's raining, I don't know why you would want... Because you're going to get wet anyway.
Yeah, right?
You know
like, this is not protecting you. Like, a clear poncho, so you can still show your jersey or whatever. You know, if you're at a football game, you go to a Chiefs game, you've got your Pat Mahomes jersey on. Mm-hmm. It's wet. It's not cold, but you still want to have the jersey on underneath. People can see it, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. I get it. That's to protect you. These are shorts. What are you protecting?
Yeah, and if you have to wear them underneath, if you have to wear something underneath, mm-hmm. then why?
Dumb. And I'll bet whoever invented this is making millions because there are people who will buy this.
For $27
stupid.
For one pair of shorts.
Just stupid. I don't understand it, Jamie. Now, would you rather, which one can you get behind more? You have to pick one. The shirt we were talking about last segment with the three buttons underneath the junk that I might buy myself or the see-through shorts?
Can I just
keep
you with the short shirt and the belly instead? Can I not just have that instead? Just keep things the way they are. I guess if I have to see anything, I don't want to see the Speedo. I don't want to see the Speedo,
right?
Or not the Speedo. We're not that close.
I thought we were close.
We're very close. Yeah. Six out. We're very close.
We're not Speedo close.
We're not Speedo close.
Okay.
No.
That's a whole different level of close.
Yes.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.